We've got Tammy, and Tammy's in D.C. and been doing this for more than 5 years. Hi, Tammy. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hey. So tell us a little about you.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the first part. I am a D.C., and about 5 years ago, I did some training in nutrition response testing. So I had done applied kinesiology when I was a D.C., but really didn't do a ton of nutrition because it was in the state of New Jersey, and that was really against my scope of practice. But that's been since changed, and for a while there, I had to go 100% nutrition just to practice. So I left chiropractic to do the nutrition because that's really where my passion was. So I've been in the nutrition realm for about 5 years now. Still trying to find my way as I go through. So what really prompted me to do this was one-on-one can be hard to reach everyone and can be difficult to teach them as much as you need to teach them in 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever time bracket that I give them. And I was really interested in learning how could I do this in groups, whether it be just groups in my office or online.
Great.
So
great.
I've done several of your programs, and then I just happened to catch last night, probably around 11 midnight, that you were doing this program. So I'm a little late, and I haven't, I did the B4 Be Gone, and I must admit that I stopped after Module 3. Just kind of fell off, and that's kind of my own personal MO. And then just decided to pick back up and look at it, and there you were with the coaching. So that's
great.
I am.
Great. I didn't do a very good job of letting people know about this. I only sent 2 emails out, and I was planning to do more, but Before Be Gone has been a little consuming project for me, so we have a nice small group, and that's great. I'm glad that you found it. I'm glad that you came on. And this is why I recommend that you go through the program and you can see what's going on for you, like if you hit certain psychological blocks that make you go away or if it's just your life. But that gives you an idea of what your patients are going through, and it helps you to better with them. So, great. Thank you. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thanks.
All right. We have Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, it's a little wavery, but that's okay. I can hear you.
Okay. So about myself. I've been in the field of nutrition for a really long time. I mean, it's sort of been since I was kind of born into it, you know, feeling like food is first and our relationship to the environment and the whole lack of or type of intimacy that we have with what we eat really conditions our health and our outlook towards, you know, the environment at large. And I did undergraduate work in medical anthropology, and my master's was in nutrition, and my doctoral work was in biochemistry, but I really felt like I was crushed by the pathology that's built into scientific methodology. I mean, there's a lot of denial and pain and suffering here. I didn't get tired of killing animals in the laboratory, and so then I studied Ayurveda for a few years. I traveled in India and then came back and got an acupuncture degree and decided, you know, I still feel like, actually like 30 years ago for my master's, I did research on trans fatty acids and beta-glucuronidase in the gut and the importance of the gut bacteria and looking at the transformation of, you know, when it goes from being just a hyperplastic cell to a malignant type cell, which can't be any longer recruited back, and actually raised animals on different diets and transplanted, you know, mammary tissue from one to another to find out, you know, when you could. But anyway, it seems like 30 years ago, they weren't willing to publish a lot of that material, but now it seems like it's a little more in the mainstream.
Great.
This is what I listen, and I still really believe that food and diet and taking personal responsibility for that is really where that is healthcare. And until we kind of get a grip on healthcare, it's about personal responsibility and the decisions we make rather than waiting for some pharmaceutical to bail us out of our dismal choices. That, you know, I just wish that we could get more on board. And having done your Before Be Gone program and a few of your other ones, I'm like, oh my God, this is so hard. And I'm really, you know, I consider myself, you know, eating better than anybody I know. I have my own garden. I eat out of all my own food. I only eat locally grown eggs from people I know, from chickens I know. I don't eat meat that I don't know. And I have trouble, you know, sometimes if I have to make a modification just out of discipline, it's like, well, I don't want to have to do this. All sorts of stuff comes up. So I feel you're really generous, you know, with your information and organizing your programs. And I need a lot more help just trying to communicate with people who are, you know, eating Wonder Bread. And, for them, just making a small step, like not eating something that doesn't have an ingredient label.
Exactly.
Is a big deal. And I'm not really good at making those small steps. And you're really helpful for that.
Great. Yeah. That's a really important point, Laura, is that this program is really, there's a lot of really strict guidelines, and it works really well when people follow it to a hilt. We know because we have some people who are, you know, 50 pounds, 60 pounds lighter and have lost 30 inches off their bodies, which is pretty telling, and now they have energy. But it's not easy to follow it to a hilt, and not everybody feels like they need to. So when you're working one-on-one with people, you can go more slowly through the process if they're not on the verge of disaster, right? If they're not 65 and they're starting to lose their vision and their blood sugars are out of control in the 300s, then, you know, you got to be able to communicate to them the seriousness of following through. But earlier on, when you can create an environment where you can teach them, this is why we're doing it. Like, people will say, wow, I never really had it explained that way before. Now I get it, and I'm more apt to do it. And that's what it takes when you have the educational materials and you're able to take the time to explain to them. So, and you've got such a deep scientific understanding. Like me, I've had to work really hard to be able to explain things to people in a way that they understand. And, you know, I kind of apologize sometimes, and I think I was thinking of you and a couple of other people when I explained some mechanism yesterday, and I was talking about parts of the body as if they had gender and they were making these decisions, and like anybody who's in neuroscience might be cringing at my explanation of that, but it helps people to understand it. And then I also provide the deeper stuff for folks like you who need it, want it, crave it. So thank you. I'm glad you're here. Great. Okay. So I'm just going to go through. I'm just going to go through an order. And we'll just get to say hi. And let's see. I have opened up the mic for Bayari Mira Breeze. I can't help but telling you every time I love your name, and I want to make sure I'm saying it correctly.
You are saying it correctly.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I just feel like I'm just like floating on a breeze, and it's a beautiful name. So it's very unusual and very, very sweet sounding. So great. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been interested in health and nutrition for as long as I can remember, really, but mostly from a selfish point of view, is that I just wanted to feel better myself. But I was also really fascinated, like, how the body works, and I've always had this enthusiasm. So I wasn't a trained nutritionist or anything when I was younger. I was actually a professional musician. But I wanted to feel better and not be sick all the time, so that kind of motivated me to keep looking and searching and reading research and stuff. And I did a nutrition training in London, and that was really great. So I really enjoyed that. It was quite an experiential training, like we tried lots of things and we supported each other and shared with each other how we were going. But I didn't actually take the certificate in that because I left England at that time. But at that time, the onus was not so much on getting the certificate. It was more about actually doing the training. I think they've changed that now to make it a bit more professional and make sure people do the certificate and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, I found myself feeling a bit lost, like I thought I was doing all the right things, but I didn't feel so good, and I was actually, I had to go to England for a while because my father died and my mum was really ill, so I dropped everything that I was doing here in Australia, and I was concentrating on that, and my own health suffered a bit in that time, and when I came back, after a while, I started to not feel so good, and so I was looking for something to help me. When I came back, I had to earn a lot of money quickly, so I actually worked in a call center for the government. When I looked around, a lot of us were kind of struggling with similar issues, and we'd be talking, saying, oh, we haven't got enough energy, but we're eating like a salad and the right stuff. And I just started to feel that I wanted to learn a bit more, and that I didn't believe that when people get to a certain age, they should just feel unfit and have no energy. And I had some health problems myself, so I got some tests, and the doctor said, oh, just go away and learn some stuff for yourself. But another doctor had said, oh, it's your age, you know, over 40, over 50, you should expect to be tired all the time, have these symptoms. And I was really outraged, and I just thought, oh, God, I can't accept this. And So then I came across your stuff on the internet, and I really liked it, and I signed up for everything that I could see.
Oh, good.
And I just felt like there was a real gap here. Like, there's just a gap in, like, people are looking for something like this and being told, oh, well, you're too old and this and that. And I just feel like we've all got a right to empower ourselves and to be healthy. And so that's where my enthusiasm comes from. I'm not a raw foodist, so I'm kind of learning a lot myself, and I'm kind of falling flat on my face sometimes with it, which would probably be very useful if I'm helping any other people at some point, because I'm probably doing all the wrong things and then finding out what I've done. And so I feel very much in the process of it at the moment. And I have been a practitioner sometimes in, like, flower essences and other modalities, but I've never actually been a practitioner as a qualified nutritionist. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think I've got confidence problems, and I think I love having great information, and sometimes I'm kind of scared that, oh, maybe it's too difficult for people to do that, and I don't want to get them scared that they have to give up all their own drugs from the doctor and this stuff. And that's kind of where I find myself in trouble, that I can't kind of bridge that. That's where I get stuck, I think, and where I get a bit scared of actually being a practitioner with stuff. However, I found myself with several people around me recently with pancreatic cancer, like people close to me, and diabetes runs in my family, so I've got a real incentive to learn all this. I'm sorry that I'm babbling today.
No, that's good, and you brought up a couple of good points that I want to share, is that when you're a practitioner, when you're a teacher, when you're guiding and coaching people, you don't have to be the world's foremost expert. You just need to be a few steps ahead of where they are. And when you're really enthusiastic and excited and you get somebody in your office and you need to take a few extra steps, it sometimes accelerates you. They're only one step behind where I'm at right now. I need to learn more. And you go. And if it's beyond you, you know that there's other people you can refer them to. That not everybody that walks across your platform is going to be, you're going to be able to help. There's a lot of people I'm helping today that 17 years ago, there's no way I could have helped. But it's those 17 years of experience that's helped me get to the point. And, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, I'm in over my head. And you just have to take a deep breath and do what you know, and you'll be amazed at how the results that you get. And when you don't, then that's where you're going to be the best coach that you can be to someone, by finding them someone who has that expertise that you might be lacking. And we don't all have to be experts in everything. From a business perspective, and when we talk a little bit about that in some of the other classes that I plan, it's actually better to specialize. People really, well, if they have a diabetes problem, they want to go to a diabetes specialist. If they have an adrenal problem, they want to go to an adrenal specialist. And even though in the world of nutrition and holistic medicine, we are more holist, much more so than a gastroenterologist who really doesn't look at anything else besides their little spot on the body, then we're going to look at the whole thing. But when we're known for helping people with adrenal problems or helping people with blood sugar problems, then you tend to attract more people And so that's something we'll talk about more as other courses progress. But thank you for bringing those things up. Just need to be a few steps ahead of them. And for the most part, when those people come in eating Wonder Bread, as Laura said, you're a lot of steps ahead of them. So great. Thank you for sharing.
Helpful. Thank you.
Okay. We have Beverly.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
What's that?
Can you hear me all right? I'm in the car with my...
Nope, I can hear you fine. Go ahead and tell us about yourself, Beverly. Tell everybody else. I know a lot about you already, but you can tell them.
The beautiful person that just spoke with a lovely English accent really... what was her name? I didn't catch the full name.
Bayari Mira Breeze.
Bayari?
Bayari.
Bayari, hi. Yes, I can so relate to her because feeling that she's a little bit of anxiety over, you know, not being confident enough is one of my problems. But I'll start by saying that I'm a physician assistant, and I was board certified. I'm in the process right now of renewing my board certification just to refresh my information. I was a graduate of Hahnemann University in Philadelphia. And I'm really kind of a loner. When I go to my medical lectures and ask questions regarding nutrition and holistic information, I realize that I'm a very small minority of the group. And although the nice thing about it is I'm sparking a lot of interest, and I'm realizing that there's a lot more people as time goes by asking me about helping them and interested in how I'm doing that. In fact, just a few moments ago, two people in the last hour, I just found out one had had a kidney removed, and another one had had a stroke, and they had become vegan and gotten their life back together.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of very sick people that are realizing that they need to get away from an animal protein-based diet and come over to the healing foods. And I'm finding more and more as time goes on, this is the case. And when I was a student in the physician assistant program, I always was interested in this, but I was always kind of feeling like the black sheep in the back of the lecture. And I'd have friends whisper to me, like, well, what would you do for this sort? What would you do for that? And they would see me eating my vegetables and asking for vegetarian options and everything. But anyway, my goal in this course is to gain the confidence to take some other people who maybe are afraid, they feel like I did at one point, so alone, and they've been to many practitioners, as I also have been, and have had every test under the sun done, and the doctors look at you like you're crazy. They see this long list of visits to this doctor and that doctor in the system. I go to Stanford for my care, and I've had shoulder surgery, and I'm undergoing physical therapy right now for some pain issues, and I'm sure that when they see all those visits, they just roll their eyes, and they're like, okay. You know, and I walk in and I'm like, I'm really tired and I really want some help, but they're not equipped. And I know
not equipped for dealing with tired, no.
They're not equipped, and I know that I'm one of many patients they hear this from all day long. So I feel like I've got the traditional medical background training, and it's time to bring this information to the masses that are starting to wake up and realizing that these doctors don't have the secrets beneath the pages of their prescription pad. That's not where it's not at the end of their scalpel, and they need to realize that it's time to take a little bit of responsibility and look beyond the nine dots they're used to operating within, and realizing that the answers are really out there, and they're not as hard and voodoo and mysterious as a lot of these doctors and the traditional medical community would like us to believe. That it's all voodoo. You either come to us for our magic pills, or you go to the doctors and have a voodoo dance around you and they're going to sprinkle you with chicken blood or whatever, you know what I mean? They almost make you feel like if you have these interests in other areas that you're somewhat crazy. And I'm finding that when I'm able to walk into their office with confidence and say, you know what, I've gotten off gluten, I'm already seeing amazing differences. And I've been studying about herbs and so forth, and I realized that there's a lot of answers in this area, and I'm really excited to have my foot in both the traditional medical community with regular, you know, CME events and my visits with doctors at Stanford. You know, we all know how Stanford has their big hat and their big name, and it's wonderful because I've made some really nice connections there with doctors I personally know, and they want to know from me. They're like, tell me, you know, where are you finding this? How can I, you know, what can I learn? And I'm really excited to know that my future has the ability to take people and say, you know what, if you really need, you know, if you get hit by a car, okay, here's what we're going to do. But you know what, if your problem is the fatigue and the burnout and digestive issues and so forth, here's how we really can get you better.
Right. So I love that you're bridging that gap. That's awesome.
So
and it's going to be challenging for you, as you've seen, but the more you know, the better it's going to be for you.
Exactly,
great.
Because I'm right now my biggest number one patient and very busy with that. And you know, I'm a professional with my own professional patient. but I'm making progress. And how exciting is that? And with your help, Dr. Ray, I am really, really excited. My future's amazing. And with each passing day, my husband just told me again. Remember, I told you I was at a dinner the other night, and the guy says to me, whispered to me, "I want some veggie recipes." And I'm just thinking, he's, you know. Talking to me. He followed up. He wanted to know where are his veggie recipes, and he wants some guidance, and he followed up yesterday with Larry, so, you know.
You're so good. You're making an impact wherever you go, and we all are. We need to realize that just by making a stand and being who we are, we make a huge difference. And then when we bring that into our practice, like Tammy with a chiropractic practice, realizing, you know, like she can't do what she needs to do in the 15 minutes that you need to be able to get people in and out in order to make a living at a chiropractic practice, she's looking for other ways to reach more people, and that's what got me here. You know, I don't want to just reach the one person across the desk, and then I started to do the 5-person, 10-person small groups, and that was great, and I wanted more, so then I started doing the 100-person groups, which is great, but if I can teach you guys, and each of you can be reaching 100 or 200 people at a time. Look how much further we're getting this.
I know.
And
it's
so
exciting.
My mission is a disease-free world. I know we always want to set our mission to be a little beyond what we think we can accomplish in our lifetime, but I just want to set that ball in motion. And
yeah,
I think, you know.
I have to ask you, because what is your horse? What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Okay, I had to ask. I'm an Aquarius, and I'm as well. I have this justice-minded goal to have everybody disease-free, and everybody gets good care, and they're not going to be sold these pills. And you know, I was in the health food store last night, and this woman told me.
I'm going to just stop you right there. I'm going to give you an opportunity later, but I want to get through everybody so we could go on to the content, and then we'll open it up for questions and comments and everything else
later.
Absolutely.
Is that
okay?
All I'm going to say is people are looking for it.
People are looking for it. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to Michaeline. Hi. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
Just FYI, I had to go back out on Skype. On the web, I can hear you, but I couldn't hear the people who were talking. So I don't know why that is, but when I'm on Skype separate, I can hear everybody.
When you're on Skype, yeah. So for now, we're going to have to do that. I think there's a way to tie them together, but I don't know, and I'm supposed to be having a training call about using these tools, so I'll know how to do that. So for now, yeah, we have to do the separate. But the recording will have everything, because I do the little magic thing with Camtasia and merge them together, and everything will be there.
Okay. So let's see. I've pretty much had a holistic background or a systems perspective most of my life, and that's helped me quite a bit. And then 8 years ago, I was diagnosed with late-stage ovarian cancer, and so, you know, it really, really became important. And, well, I'm still here, and I've used a lot of I've done a lot of research, a lot of self-teaching, a lot of experimentation to see what works and what doesn't work. And I've been helping people, coaching people informally for about 6 years, most of it in the area of cancer, but a lot of it in other areas as well, because, you know, what I found is cancer is kind of the end of the spectrum in terms mm-hmm. of, like, all the things that could go wrong.
Right.
And so if you can understand the big picture of cancer, then you can also understand the digestive system and the detoxification system and circulatory and all that. So there have been a lot of other things that I've, you know, sort of helped people along the way with. And so, you know, I'd like to step into a more professional capacity and help people in a bigger way and, you know, potentially shift some of the, even some of the traditional perspectives. That is probably a little bit tough, but, you know, there's lots of people, as soon as they find out, you know, you've been surviving cancer, you know, people just jump out of the woodwork. It's like telling people that you work for the phone company and they start telling you about, you know, all the things wrong with their phone.
Yeah.
So, and relative to this particular training, I, like Bayari, my father passed away, this past year, and so I was heavily involved with helping him and helping my mother. So I've also been going through a lot of other loss in the past year. So I've been under a lot of stress, and I realized that, you know, stress is really important to get back in and get my adrenals back in gear and my glucose and insulin, and so, you know, that's from a personal perspective where I'm coming from. And then I also know that it's a key issue for a lot of people. And so, you know, it's kind of a, besides the digestive system and detoxification, you know, blood sugar control is, you know, I'd say those are like the top three.
Mm-hmm. I would interject with one that fits in, that probably fits at the top of all of those, is the adrenals and stress, because it affects
I was kind of tying those together.
it's hard to kind of set them up in a hierarchy, because they all are so intertwined, and there's the vicious circle and cycle. So that's why.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Within this, we work on a little bit of the adrenals, and we'll sneak in, there's a bonus call on the adrenals. It's more detailed because it's so important, and it throws off the blood sugar, but then the blood sugar throws off the cortisol levels. And so it's just like, ooh, they're all in bed together. We have to get them, you know, get them all balanced. Yeah. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
well,
and you know what's interesting is in, mm-hmm. just to close, in traditional even in alternative cancer treatment, the adrenals are rarely addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really big missing piece.
It is a big missing piece. And when I have people that come in that have been through, this used to freak me out, when I have people come in and they'd say they've been to two naturopaths, an acupuncture, a functional medicine MD, a chiropractor, and they just thought I could help them, and I was like, okay, what could have been missed? And mm-hmm. a couple of the things that are missed all the time is, number one, the adrenals. Number two, gluten-free. I mean, mm-hmm. simple things like that. And sometimes it's just whole foods, like people are still eating, or, you know, what I call whole foods, like they're still eating whole wheat breads and, you know, things like that, and thinking it's it's better for them because it's organic. So it's the lack of real attention to getting real food in their diet. But when I realized that those pieces were missing almost across the board, I kind of breathed a sigh of relief, and I felt like, oh, yeah, bring them on. I can help this person. So mm-hmm. you get that way because it's a big missing piece.
Yep.
And I can go on, and I will when we get a little further in our presentation, about how much the blood sugar affects everything. So thank you for sharing. And we have a couple more people. We have Judith. Hi, Judith.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us a little about you.
Okay. First, I'm from Salem, Oregon. So I'm sitting in the rainy Pacific Northwest. But loving it still.
Good.
And my background is that I was a family nurse practitioner for about 30 years. And when I got my first nursing degree, I also got a degree in health education because I thought medical people were there to help people get well. And I didn't know until I had some experience in the medical field that that wasn't necessarily so. And so used my nurse practitioner and my health education all through my career and was very lucky because wherever I worked, I was able to establish health education within
Great.
The framework of, I got my times extended in my appointment time so that I could do health education individually and groups and loved it, but came more and more to know that I wanted to get further away from the medical part and more into alternative care and mm-hmm. kept seeing nutrition as being so incredibly important and was going through my own problems with some weight gain that I couldn't account for, couldn't figure out. And so I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition for 2 years and found it to be absolutely where I needed to be. And in that, I've just kept going with it. I see private clients now. I do small groups, attempting to do more small groups, and worked with someone named Mark David in the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, and did that for a year and loved that. And then last year, I struggled with not wanting to do weight loss as such as a coach and really fought against it. I had created the last job I had. I was their health educator and nurse practitioner. It was for a corporation. And I created a nutrition health, a weight loss program there and with the knowledge that I had at that time. And I hadn't gone to IIN yet. And I just got so burnt out with it because I was also seeing sick people as a nurse practitioner and then doing this, I thought, pretty good program and found that if I wasn't, if I didn't see people every single week, it's like they kind of fell off.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so hard for me, and I actually got burnt out. So I said I would never, never, never do weight loss. And then when I became a nutrition and health coach, people, the first thing they would say is, would you do weight loss? And of course I would say no, and then their eyes would glaze over. And so, you know, the dialogue didn't continue. So I kept having people drawn to me around weight loss, and I thought, I just have to do it. So last year I took, became certified as a weight loss coach, and now I'm finding the people that are drawn to me, as you say, you know, that there's so many people out there with insulin resistance.
Right.
And it's just like all the clients that I'm getting now have insulin resistance, and I can recognize them when they walk in the door type thing.
Yep.
And they don't know it, but, and I feel, as so many that have spoke before me, you know, there's so many possibilities, and I'm excited about what can be done, and I have such hope around it, and I want to be really good at being able to help people, and the reason I'm here is for that and because I totally love your work and the things that you're doing, and I just find myself in the perfect place.
Great. Super. It's interesting how you fought the weight loss, and I can relate to that because I don't want to be known for weight loss. I mean, it's so much more than that, but
yeah.
That's what people are drawn to. And whenever you, if somebody is overweight, whenever you look at doing a program that's going to restore their health and look at their systems that are out of balance, the weight loss just naturally flows. So that's why, you know, I fought hard on this, you know, I'm doing a program for insulin resistance, and I was coached that you can't go out there to say to the general public that you have a program for insulin resistance. What does insulin resistance present as? Well, belly fat, brain fog, and burnout. So that's what I led with, and boy, people flock to it.
Yeah.
Flock to it. Now, from a practitioner's standpoint, you guys know what insulin resistance is, so that's why I just named the program what it is. I didn't need to sugarcoat it as it was for you, but that's where you meet people where they're at, and when they say to you, do you do weight loss, even if you're not putting out, like, I'm Weight Watchers, I have a weight loss program, you can help people with weight loss. So, you know, and the way you do it is not to put them on some crazy calorie-restricted diet. You do it by restoring balance and creating health, and as a result, the weight loss follows, in most cases. And there are times when there's resistant weight loss, and that's usually a program like this will get them over it, and sometimes it takes a little bit more than that. So,
Yeah, I love
excellent.
It all. I'm so excited about it, too.
Yay. Well, thank you and welcome. And I'm sure we'll get to know everyone. You'll get to know everybody, and I will get to know you a lot more as we go through. So we have two or three more people. What about, did we do Darlene? I don't think we did Darlene. Hi, Darlene. Oops. Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I guess I'll... My story is a little bit complicated because in 2007, my sons and I got sick. They sprayed a moldicide in our basement, and we all kind of lost thyroid and adrenal function. Since that, in my, you know, doctors didn't know what was going on. I didn't either. It took a lot of detective work, and I finally figured out, you know, kind of what maybe started it all was the basement flooding and all of that. I almost thought it might have been mold or other things, but I decided in the end that it was probably the moldicide that made us sick. Well, anyway, in my effort to get my family well, the things that I kept reading over and over and over, you know, was to detox your body and to, you know, just eat live foods. And so I got so interested in that, and we went gluten and dairy free, and I tried to do mostly, you know, fruits and vegetables, and my kids got well. And I was so amazed at that that I just got more interested in that was so healing that I went to Alyssa Cohen's raw food teacher class because I just wanted to learn more. And I ended up doing that, and I met an IIN grad there, and she talked me into going through the program to help my family. And since then, I've become more and more interested to help other people, too, because my knowledge and my experience, I just feel like I could help a lot of people. But, you know what? Part of the problem why I haven't ever really started yet is because I'm still struggling with my own health. My kids got well pretty fast. I'm still struggling with adrenal fatigue. And so I started taking your food allergy spy training class, and it got me interested when you were introducing the Before We Gone program, and I was like, oh, I need to look into that too for myself. And so I got very, very interested, and when you sent out the email that you had this program too, I was like, I think this is really a God thing for me, that everything's falling together, because I have had more opportunities to help other people. My chiropractor had me come do a living foods class for him, and I mean, I've just been trying to help do other things, and so I just feel like I'm supposed to do this, and I'm so excited to take this class. I'm so excited.
Fantastic. And I love you sharing that, because we see that a lot where kids are younger. They have less baggage, right? They have less toxic buildup. And so sometimes just the simple things like just putting them on live foods and lots of fruits and veggies, they get well. You don't, because you've got more baggage. And you may need to be more carefully choosing those live foods, especially if you've built up some insulin resistance issues, and maybe you're eating too much sweet fruit, and maybe you're eating too many grains or sprouted grains or whatever. But it's just really learning through this process we'll take you through to just really look at your own body and see what works well. So, and then you'll be able for a comp. And the other thing about it is with the comp, like Beverly and both Bayoli had said, with the confidence, it just comes. You have to feel the fear and just step into it and know that you're two steps ahead of the people. And sometimes you're not even two steps ahead of the people. Sometimes Laura asks me questions because of all her biochemical background. I have to say, Laura, I have to go look that up. And that's okay. That's how you learn and that's how you grow. So just work on yourself first. Take yourself through this process and you're going to feel like, whoa, okay, this made a huge difference. I can take somebody else through this. And if you're not quite ready to coach them on the specifics like that, you teach the live food classes because you get people in through their bellies. And that's a big one. That's a huge one. So congratulations. Glad you're here. And
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have Zita. Zita's another IIN person. Hi, Zita.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. And where is your accent from? It's beautiful.
It is from Switzerland.
Switzerland, cool.
Yeah, and I'm actually living in Hawaii, so I'm really privileged to be.
Yeah, it's like two of my favorite places in the world.
I know, wow. It is beautiful. Yeah, born in Switzerland and now living in Hawaii. It cannot get any better than this.
And you can just look out your window at any time and find 5,000 things to appreciate. If you're looking
right.
to shift your mood, right?
Yeah, you always come to mind because you go on your little vacations.
Yes,
to a beach.
I go to Hawaii a lot. There's a special beach on Maui that I go to, and I just float in the water. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am a health and wellness coach, and mm-hmm. I have been practicing for about 1.5 years. I went through a training, a one-year training with Hilton Johnson, and I felt that was not enough because you learn the coaching part, but you don't learn the nutrition part. And that's when I signed up last July for the Integrative Nutrition Program.
Great.
And I have one more module to go, and then I will graduate.
Great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because it does give me what I need to get my business started.
Exactly.
And now going through this program with you is really something very special for me because it gives me the security to help people with something that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been struggling with sugar addiction all my life.
Mm.
And now if I can help other people to, learn about it earlier in life, they don't have to go that many years and struggle. And my main thing right now is still brain fog and concentration and focus, and that's why I'm so excited to go through this program with you, because I already feel the last 2 days I haven't had any sugar. I got off coffee yesterday. I do have a tremendous headache, but that's okay. And because
it's par for the course, what happens with coffee?
I know it does. Yeah. And my background is I grew into a family that had to do with food. My father had a dairy and made Gruyere cheese. And my mom had a grocery store that she ran, the village grocery store. In Switzerland, you have apprenticeships. So when I was, when I got out of high school, I learned the apprentice how to run a grocery store. And so at that time, you learn all the different foods, and you learn where they come from, and so on. And then when I came to the U.S., I had got a job with Lufthansa German Airlines, and I was their catering manager for 15 years. So that was another food experience that I got. And about 10 years ago, I was really ill and diagnosed with chronic fatigue, and that helped me to get to learn as much as I can about nutrition and how to help yourself. And that knowledge, I want to bring that on to clients now and, get my coaching business going. That will, that's my biggest goal.
That's great. And, you know, when I'm, by the end of this program, by the end of that all day, and then we'll have a follow-up, you know, coaching Q&A call after that, you'll be able to put together a little program. So when people come in and you speak to them, or you speak to them when you're at a party or whatever, you can have something, like just a program that you can take them through. Rather than just say, okay, come see me. Oh, come see me again next week. Oh, come see me again next week. You'll have a program and you'll have a plan for them, for taking them through a process. And that's really, really attractive to people when you know, when they hear, oh, you have a plan for me. You know exactly what's going on with me, and you're going to take me through this process.
Yeah, that is great. And I also have a question about what we are learning in the program. Since we are going through the practitioner program, can we use your information that you are giving us?
That's a good question, and I'll address that briefly now, and then I'll address it more when we do our Saturday thing. So, for example, when as you go through some of the questionnaires, you're totally welcome to make your own like that. Mine are all computerized. Eventually, we will have a licensing thing where if you want to just, you know, flat out use mine with people, you can. In terms of, say, the book, the recipe guide, and the menu plans, we're not going to be yet selling those separately, but we can, we're going to make arrangements for you. If you're coaching with some people and you want to use the books with them, because you don't want to create your own 250-page book necessarily, but you want to use that with them, then we'll create, you know, a thing where you can purchase, like say you, you sign somebody up for a coaching program, they pay you a certain amount of money, and packaged in that is the books, and then we'll be able to sell those to you, and then you can add them to the person's package. So we will have that available.
That sounds interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. But anything that's there that you take the information and create your own materials, certainly, but the actual physical, wow, you've created, you know, 1,000 pages of materials, I'd just like to use it as is. In that case, we would need to be compensated for that, you know, because it's it's a lot of work. So let me tell you, a lot of sleepless nights that went into that creation of all this material. So.
Right. Yeah, that's why I thought I ask.
Yeah, yeah, thank you for asking. That's great. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank
you. Looking forward to getting to know you more. Great. Sorry about that. I hit the mic off. Did you have one more thing to say?
Yeah, I have been following you for, I would say, over 2 years, and it's just awesome what you are gifting us. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. My pleasure. It's my mission in life. So thank you. Okay, we have two more people. We have Robin and Jolene. Robin, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks. I'm in San Diego. another lovely place to be.
Yeah.
My background is I was a corporate lawyer for over 25 years.
Wow.
And had left that and was looking for something, I don't know, just, and there's nothing wrong with corporate law, but just something more, you know, giving fulfilling to do. And then my husband had a bit of a health crisis, and this is really the Reader's Digest condensed version. As a result, very quickly, we, to address his condition rather than the ridiculous medical protocol that was advised, we became mostly raw food vegans literally overnight.
Wow.
And decided, you know, we'd just figure out how to do that. And so the first thing I did was go to raw food chef school at Living Light. Just so we could eat. Which, I mean, it was an incredible experience. Eye-opening and so forth. I also enrolled in IIN and graduated from that in 2010. And so that was, you know, the initial focus started at home. And along the way, I realized I would really like to make a career in this area. I've done some one-on-one coaching. It's a great experience, but I found out what I thought I knew, which was that's not really my thing. Along the way, it became very clear that, you know, nutrition or just food is not enough. Food alone will not get the job done. And, you know, I keep hearing sort of the same things from people, you know, low energy, various, whether it's adrenal or thyroid or various endocrine issues or hormonal issues and so forth. And then recently, you know, my husband's blood pressure had spiked up again, and it's not dietary, you know. We're not all raw anymore. Somewhere along, this is kind of a stream of consciousness summary, but somewhere along the way, my body let me know that I had been too raw for too long, and that led me into reintegrating cooked food. But, you know, by then I knew how to source, you know, what cooked food, what's safe, how to cook it, et cetera. So it's been kind of a several-year migration of finding what the right balance is and lots of mistakes and et cetera, fun explorations along the way. But I've been searching for, okay, you know, sort of like what is behind the issues that seem to be behind the various hormonal, thyroid, adrenal, energy, et cetera, things. Recently, I had hit on blood sugar / insulin resistance and was reading up on that. And, you know, it just seems to be the common denominator for a huge number of things.
Huge.
Way beyond weight loss and, you know, sort of classic diabetic issues. And boom, your program sort of popped in. And so what inspired me, aside from all of that, was I love the way you've tied in together all the other elements. You know, you've got the exercise piece, you've got the, I'll call it the mental piece. The
mental, emotional.
Yeah, exactly, because that had also been made clear to me. You know, it's, if you don't get that mind piece in place, if you're not addressing that, the food just isn't going to get you there. And you've tied that all together in a very practical way.
Great.
Instead of just saying, hey, you need to exercise. You know, here's ways, practical ways to fit it in your life, et cetera. And that really appealed to me. And so I'm, and I, yes, I am going to be doing this program along with my husband.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to being able to put together programs that could really help groups of people in ways that I just think, you know, little pieces here and there just don't fully address.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I found when I first, you know, I came through my own health challenges back in the 80s.
And when I started into practice and I realized I was saying the same things over and over and over. And I had somebody who helped me out, and she was, you know, I work out of my home, and I have this loft area, and she was sitting downstairs at the desk, and she would greet people and do some paperwork and all. And she said, "Wow, I have that fatty acid talk memorized." Don't you get tired of saying it? I'm like, yeah. So I was looking for ways, how do I do it? You know, I'd have handouts I would give people, but they wouldn't read them because I'd over-inundate them. And, you know, over the years you learn what works and what doesn't. And when the internet came along and the ability to do videos and audios and get them out to people and get this information to people large scale, and then meet with people one-on-one if need be to tailor it for them. And a lot of people don't even need that one-on-one. They really, like you, you know, you run and you grasp it. You know, not everybody goes to Living Light and IIN to help their husband with a health crisis. They usually freak out and just do whatever the medical people tell them. So it's awesome. You're very motivated, and not everyone is. So it's really amazing when you can reach people. And then you can have, okay, I can take a handful of people one-on-one if need be to help them through. But some of the people that got the best results on the last time we did the Before Be Gone program didn't even do the private coaching. They just came to every class and watched every video and read every document and did everything that was recommended. And, you know.
How ideal is that?
It's really awesome. It shows 60-pound weight loss getting off all the medication. Pretty pretty amazing. So it works when you're dedicated. And the stress piece and the exercise piece. And one of the people on the Before Be Gone Now, Jan, just posted her schedule for everybody to see. Like, oh, this is how I can fit all these pieces in to my life.
Yeah.
How good is that?
I've already downloaded that.
Yeah. Yeah, so getting people together where everybody's sharing is really awesome. It's really awesome. It's not the first step to take if you're just getting your feet wet, because it does take a lot of time and commitment and understanding and knowledge to pull all that together, but you can get there. I mean, you could start by, you can do local classes, you could do teleclasses, mm-hmm. and we'll talk more about that when we have our intensive, and then later on in all the other programs that I have planned for this nutrition practitioner series, one of them is going to be, how do you take your expertise and get it out there in the form of teleseminars and group things online? So that'll be something that a lot of people are interested in. So thank you for sharing. And I'm just in awe, because not everybody is going to go to IIN and then, Living Light and then IIN and really embrace it. So you've got to kind of, your job will then be to condense it for people that aren't going to do it, but what's the best of all that they could do to help their husband or themselves at home? And that'll be your job, should you choose to take it. Wonderful.
Well,
thank you.
I'm looking forward to the journey and the program. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Okay, Jolene, last but not least. Hello, Jolene.
Hello.
I can't wait to hear about you.
I feel badly because I didn't get to hear everybody else's stories. I was online and I heard you commenting on what they were saying, but I'm like, how come I can't hear them?
Yeah, we have to we'll pick up on, but it'll be on the recording.
Yeah, so I'll go back and review that so I can get to hear everybody. So I'm not really sure. I've just caught the last two. I'm not sure what a little. I don't know what you want from me, but
go
ahead and interview me. Pull it out. I'll give it to you.
Okay. So what's your background? I see you wrote licensed health, and then my thing got cut off. I guess I needed to have an abbreviation on my screen. More than 5 years and licensed health practitioners. So tell us about who you are, what you've been doing, and what prompted you to be here.
Well, Many years ago, I did cancer research for a pharmaceutical company, and I did that for about 13 years before I had my aha moment. And then I went back to graduate school, got my doctorate in chiropractic, and I practiced SOT chiropractic for a few years. And I was always interested in the nutrition, so I always did some nutrition, you know, what we learned in school plus going to seminars and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And I eventually started incorporating blood chemistry and saliva panels and some other stuff. And then in 05, I had a very serious automobile accident. And after about a year and a half of hospitalization and rehab, I put myself back in school to learn functional medicine. So so that's what I've been practicing since 06 and a half.
Wow, cool. Where did you train in functional medicine?
Well, you know, I took courses from Dr. Ron Grassani, his series, and a lot of Apex Energetics, Batisse's teaching.
Yep.
And I still do all that. And, I don't know, you know, from a lot of different sources.
Right.
Yeah. So I love it, and I'm passionate about it, and I highly respect you. And I have a high degree of gratitude for all that you do. And I'm taking the course because I want to see if I'm missing anything.
Okay.
And I took your green smoothie classes because I was so tired of mine.
Okay.
And
did you learn anything new?
I coach small groups. I get a little, I don't like more than 25. I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm not sure what that's about, but anyway, I'm just really excited to take your class. I need something a little structured for me. You know, I heard someone comment on it earlier. They don't want a weight loss coaching practice, and I don't want a late weight loss practice, but I get a lot of people asking for that.
Yeah.
And because they say, oh, yeah, you're the one who worked with so-and-so and she lost all that weight. And I said, well, we didn't work on the weight. We worked on, you know, her autoimmune, her gluten-free diet, her blood sugar, and it just comes off. And
yeah.
I'm carrying a few extra pounds. I just didn't feel like I wanted to go around advertising that we have a weight loss.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool because you don't have to tell them we didn't work on that. You could just choose depending on who you're talking with. But that's kind of what they call the stealth transformation. You offer them what they want, and you give them what they need. If you offer them what they need, oftentimes they run in the other direction.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so offer them what they want, give them what they need, and they will get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you just have to not send them running in the other direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you for sharing. All right, Judith. Hi.
I'm on a cleanse now of an Ayurvedic cleanse.
Uh-huh.
And so it won't end until the middle of April.
Okay.
That's why I'm hesitant. I very much want to do this, but that's my issue.
Well, tell me about the cleanse because it may be just a higher subset of what we're doing. Are you?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're staying away from the refined foods, if you're eating good fats or you're juicing or, you know, whatever a cleanse usually entails, you might be okay. So tell me a little bit about your cleanse.
Well, the first 3 days is, you know, everything. No oils, no fish, no, no gluten, dairy, nothing that you're sensitive to. In any case, and there's supplements with it,
uh-huh.
And then lots of beets, lots of apples, and I usually eat a lot of beans and rice during that time. And so I, not beans and rice, but beans and quinoa.
Right.
And then I'm on the main cleanse now, 7 days, and it's kedgeree. I eat it 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, kedgeree and water.
Kedgeree and water, okay. So I would encourage you to check your glucose on that and see where it's at.
I'm very curious now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. And just really, really monitor yourself through this cleanse and see, you know, if it's the ideal cleanse for you at this point and if there's a way that if there are some numbers that are off, then you go through and do some rebalance and get off all of those carbs and anything that raises your sugar up. So you could actually do the cleanse for the first couple of weeks into the program and then see how it affects you and then switch. And then when you come back and do that Ayurvedic cleanse again, see if you're improved in the way you handle it. So I'd be real curious to see.
The one thing I forgot to tell you, I have I take ghee every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only oils I get.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ghee.
If you're not allergic to dairy, then yeah. Ghee is probably fine. If you are, then they can guarantee that all the protein, all the casein is out of it.
Okay.
So it's all a matter of how you feel. You know, you go off of something like that, you come back on it, you notice a little dip in your energy. You notice maybe a little bit more grumpiness, or you notice something that might indicate that it's an allergy problem. Or you go off of it for a while, and then you just eat it like crazy, like on everything for 3 days. And if you still feel great, then you're probably fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But you look for those subtle things, not just the stomach ache and the breaking out and all that. You look for just that low energy. I mean, I've had times when it's like, why do I feel so tired before I gave up gluten? And it turned out it was gluten. I would eat a meal and just like feel like I wanted to go on the couch and fall asleep. So, cool. Great. Well, good luck with that. Keep us posted how it goes.
I'll definitely do that.
Great. Oh, Laura wants to know, have there been studies on the effect of nuts on insulin resistance since nuts are fat and protein? It's usually the fat and protein mixed with carb that's a problem. Both fat and protein together, you know, doesn't seem to be. So I don't know. Most of the studies on nuts, like avocado is amazing, which is not a nut really, but avocado is amazing for insulin resistance. And coconut seems to be as well. And I don't know that many of the others have been tested all that much. Chia is just pretty amazing at keeping everything nice and steady.